Well, we're joined here at halftime, and a special guest, as always, he is the president of the University of Nebraska, the president of the system-wide system here at Nebraska, at Kearney, and also at Omaha. And I'm talking about President J.B. Milliken. J.B., first of all, welcome and good to see you again. And, hey, way to bring some good luck to the team today.
Well, I'm at every game, so I'm not sure I can take credit for that. But today is a great day, and there's
indeed
a lot of excitement in the stadium.
J.B., let's talk a little bit about what has been characterized as distance education. Tell us what that is and how you view that and how that has really helped as far as the university is concerned with enrollment and education.
Sure, Adrian. One of the things that the Internet has allowed us to do is take a distance education, which used to be done by mail, correspondence courses, and now put it on the web. And Nebraska's been a leader in this on each of our campuses. People would be surprised to know, I think, that we offer 900 courses every year on the Internet. We've got 60 degree programs, including a complete PhD program that we offer on the Internet. It allows us to offer high-quality education, same teachers that are teaching on our campuses, across Nebraska. So if you're in Ainsworth or if you're in Alliance or Scotts Bluff or Wahoo, you've got the opportunity to take a course at the University of Nebraska, same kind of courses as students on campus are taking, by distance. All you need is an Internet hookup.
Well, it looks like the benefit that you get here, you know, you can be miles and miles. You could do this in China.
And matter of fact, we do it all over the world.
Yeah.
We've got thousands of enrollments all over the world. A couple of years ago, I was taught one of these courses with another faculty member, and we had four students in Guam. And we had them all over Nebraska, and we had them all over the country. And it's just a great opportunity for us, A, to reach people across Nebraska that wouldn't have access to the university otherwise, and B, to increase and diversify our revenues from around the world for this.
How do people find out about this, JB, and then some rough idea as far as cost goes?
Well, it cost, just like taking it on campus, is cheaper if you're a resident than if you're a non-resident. Mm-hmm. And people can find out about it from going to our webpage, nebraska.edu, can learn about it there. One of the great things we do for Nebraska, which I'm real proud of, is we also offer courses to high school students. We have an advanced scholars program so that particularly in rural areas, we can allow them to take science and math and other courses that maybe their high school might not be able to offer that year. They can take it from the University of Nebraska. Same kind of courses our students are taking and get college credit. It's a great deal. So we offer it to high school, we offer it for college, and we offer it for continuing education. People like as old as you and me, Adrian, that might need to retool for the next career.
It has to be a big wrench if I have to retool, let me tell you. But very quickly, because we're about out of time, JB. But as far as major issues facing the president of the University of Nebraska system, what's kind of the number one issue facing you right now?
We need to keep growing this university because we need smart, talented kids out there. We need to grow more good jobs in Nebraska. We need to attract more people here. We need to keep doing a lot of the great things we're doing, increasing the research, increasing the quality of our student body, increasing the number of people here. We're on a roll right now.
Okay. JB, we're out of time. Again, as always, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck.
You bet, Adrian.
See you down the road.
Okay,
thanks. Good luck. That's JB Milliken. This is our first Cop halftime show.